The defense isn't finished on Lisa Brady. Fox News, they plan to appeal the conviction of Alec Murdaugh, convicted yesterday of killing his wife and son and sentenced today to consecutive life terms.
Once they got that character in it, character information is he's a thief, he's a liar, then it dictated this jury had to think he was a despicable human being and not to be believed.
Defense attorney Dick Harpootlian thinks an appellate court will take a hard look at the testimony allowed about years of financial misdeeds. From the U.S. to Ukraine, another $400 million in military aid, the latest drawdown by the president from U.S. inventories.
As we continue to surge weapons and equipment that Ukraine needs to defend itself against Russian aggression.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, as the president meets this afternoon with the visiting German chancellor, Ukraine topping their Oval Office agenda. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley says President Biden needs to spend his time in retirement, also telling a conservative conference that wokeness is a virus worse than any pandemic.
America isn't perfect, but the principles at the heart of America are perfect. And take it from me, the first minority female governor in history, America is not a racist country.
He served as U.N. ambassador for former President Trump, who has the last word at CPAC in a speech tomorrow as he tries to win back the White House. A death penalty fight in Arizona where the new governor, Katie Hobbs, says she won't carry out an execution, even though the state Supreme Court scheduled it. That ruling came at the request of the now former state attorney general. Hobbs has appointed a retired federal magistrate to examine the state's lethal injection protocols and wants that review to finish before any executions are considered. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An 83-year-old retired Green Beret, an Army colonel, receives the Medal of Honor 58 years after his heroic actions during the Vietnam War.
President Biden recounted the moments then Special Forces Captain Paris Davis fought off the Vietnamese in 1965. He heard his team sergeant cry out for help during a firefight. His first two rescue attempts were not successful, but his third was.
Captain Davis freed his team sergeant, threw him over his shoulder, and started carrying up the hill to safety. Captain Davis got about halfway up the hill before a bullet pierced his leg.
He then rescued another sergeant who was shot, then his injured weapons specialist as well. Davis then refused helicopter rescue for himself.
Sir, he said, I'm just not going to leave. I still have an American out there.
Despite being badly wounded, he stayed behind to rescue his medic during a nearly 20-hour fight. His whole team survived.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Biden does plan to visit East Palestine, Ohio, where a toxic train wreck cleanup continues. The White House not offering a time frame yet, saying they'll coordinate with local and state officials. Record thefts of certain cars, fueled by a social media challenge, prompt a recall campaign in one state.
Both Twin Cities mayors and the Minnesota Attorney General are demanding that Kia and Hyundai issue a recall and to outfit vehicles with anti-theft technology to curb an 836% increase in thefts in Minneapolis and a 611% rise in thefts in St. Paul.
People have lost their lives, there's shootings, there's robberies.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, dozens of other cities and states have also sued the automakers. In response, Hyundai says it's committed to the security and support of customers and affected communities, though as leaders in Minnesota have also recognized that part of the Kia and Hyundai theft problem is a failure of the criminal justice system.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Stocks are rallying. The Dow's up 272. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.